This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You guys were duking it out during the break here in the studio, verbally at least. We'll get back into that here in a moment, but I want to go to the phones because Evan's been waiting patiently in Michigan. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, Evan?
Hey, first of all, you guys do a great job. And second, all right, I'll get right into it.
Yes, sir.
I had a conversation with my friend a few days ago about the war on drugs, and she came to the conclusion, her conclusion was that drugs should be legalized, but none of the harder drugs should be.
That's an easy place to go. I mean, that's where I think a lot of us started out.
It's a step in the right direction, sure.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to figure out, like, I was trying to convince her that all drugs need to be legalized and the market should could come up with a solution where if you did heroin, you know, maybe you it wouldn't be as dangerous health-wise, but you could still have that kind of effect.
Heroin really, in and of itself, I mean, if you look at the legal forms of heroin out there, Oxycontins and things like that, they're not that dangerous, and you can usually live quite a long life in doing them. It won't be the same level or quality of life that you or I understand.
It is a legitimate point in that the impurities that can come into play as a result of black market manufacturing.
It's really dosage of heroin.
Well, that's true. Dosage impurities, whatever. The danger that comes into play with black market manufacture of drugs will no longer be present. But what were the reasons that she understood why legalization of, say, marijuana would be all right? What was her? What was persuading her in that direction there?
I guess they just seemed that it seemed less dangerous to her, and she feels like, well, if heroin or cocaine are illegal, you know, people, you know, and if you could buy them, let's say at like CVS or someplace like that, that people would just go out and try them and
they might very well
die or something like that.
I've tried lots of drugs that I don't do now.
So yeah. And now here's a question: is she a marijuana smoker?
Yes, that's okay. The thing. Like she does drugs, but she for some reason she's like, if coke was legal, I'd be doing it too, and I don't know
really?
If I would be.
I think a lot of people would try these drugs just to see them.
But I think the penalties, I'm not sure what the situation is in your state, but usually the penalties for marijuana are the same as for coke. So if only thing keeping her from doing coke, I'd check that out. Because if her argument's, well, I wouldn't do coke if it was legal, in some states it's the same penalty. So it didn't stop, the law didn't stop you from doing marijuana or some of the other drugs you do. But you're saying it is stopping you from doing cocaine? No, it's not. Most people don't do hard drugs because they know that there's some level of danger involved, a higher risk of addiction. It's just people aren't that I don't think that many people are interested in doing cocaine and heroin and meth. I think some young people try them, and most people who try hard drugs do it once or twice, and then it's over with.
Right. I mean, the fact is she is taking this position because she wants her drug to be legal, but she doesn't care about the freedoms of other drug users.
No, that's not true. She's still working through the problem mentally, and this was her first introduction to it. I don't think that's what you're saying is fair, Ian.
I think that's where she's coming from with it. I mean, she doesn't want to risk arrest for doing her drug, but she doesn't care if the heroin addicts risk arrest.
Well, I think she understands marijuana better, that it's not
she understands that marijuana isn't dangerous, and she does, and, you know, she considers cocaine and heroin to be dangerous. And really, those drugs, I mean, how many people have you heard have died from just using cocaine? Not too many. Sometimes you'll hear about somebody with a heart condition and crack or something like that. Oh, and certainly speedballing will kill you, kids. You do heroin and heroin and cocaine and mix them together, you're going to die. It happened to Jim Casey. It happened to River Phoenix. And you are not immune to this.
Heroin, but cocaine, and what?
It's heroin and cocaine.
Oh, okay.
One thing I learned from Peter Criss from LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, you don't want to debate the relative dangers and merits of different drugs. That's not what sells most people on it. You have to show them that the policy is worse for society than the effect of the drugs. You can get them to come to the realization that drug use levels are probably going to stay the same or decline, that's where the evidence points to for hard drug use. Once you convince
them, she believes the opposite right now.
Well, most people do, but they just believe that the law is what keeps it in check. It's really not. Most people prefer milder forms of drugs and milder drugs. That's you saw during Prohibition. People went to hard alcohol because it was an easy way to transport drugs. But people don't like hard alcohol.
Right. And now, beer years is increasing, and liquor use is decreasing pretty much by just minuscule amounts every year since Prohibition was lifted. But it'll still be some time before people stop drinking cocktails.
I would approach it. Now, presuming since she is a marijuana smoker, odds are good that she's probably someone that would be an individual who cares about others. Would you say that's the case?
Yeah, she's done marijuana. She's also done shrooms, I guess, and she said she tried coke once.
Perhaps you should approach it from, as Nick was saying, this viewpoint of, well, this war on drugs is doing more damage than the drugs themselves. Ask her how she feels about heroin users getting arrested and thrown in jail cells. How does she feel about cocaine users being thrown in a jail cell?
I asked her about that, and she's like, well, they shouldn't have been doing it in the first place, sort of. I mean, it's their fault.
That's kind of a law and order mentality.
Well, yeah, that's what they're told.
I'm like, they didn't do anything wrong. They're doing, it's their body. They have a right to do what they want to their body.
Some people are offended by the fact that people use drugs, but I would just approach it from the fact that, yes, the drugs do cause harm to society, and drugs will always cause harm to society. Whether they're legal or not, people are still going to use them.
Yeah, I was also thinking, Mark brought a point up a while back, and I just remembered it now, like where you're saying that, look, there's chronic alcohol users, there's chronic drug users, and so just leaving them illegal, you could have somebody come in your house, like, looking for the money or the drugs themselves and could kill you over it, instead of just going to the store and buying them or something,
Basically that
he's at risk.
Right. The fact that drugs are illegal inflates their cost by in a tremendous amount, and therefore people have to hurt and kill and steal in order to get those drugs.
Perhaps the fiscal policy might be something you could approach as well, in that if she's okay with these people being arrested and put into a jail cell, maybe remind her that taxpayers, including her, are paying upwards of, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year to keep those people in jail. So she's actually paying to put those people in jail cells, and we all know that it doesn't stop people from getting drugs. They can get the drugs in the jails, and when they get out, the recidivism rate is fairly high. People go right back to using their favorite drug as soon as they get out of jail. So, really, what's the point of it all?
No idea. I'm for getting rid of all the drug laws and all that stuff. I don't even do drugs, but I feel like if the basic human right is you have a right to do whatever you want to your body. So, and if you really want to do it, you're going to do it anyway. So.
Well, let if she comes back, if you bring her up, if you bring up the point about putting people in a jail cell and she managed to understand why that's a bad idea, and then she runs to the next, the next area where people usually run, and that is, well, why don't we put them into treatment? Well, why don't you ask her how she'd feel if she was forced into treatment for her marijuana problem?
Would be.
Yeah, what would she do?
On top of that, besides being forced into treatment and how much that would suck, how much does it suck for the people that are in treatment? In Alcoholics Anonymous, the only rule for, the only qualification for membership is a desire to stop using or drinking, depending on NA or AA. And so, therefore, you're putting somebody in the environment there that isn't even qualified for membership, but judges do it constantly.
Let us know what happens with your conversations with this young lady, and thank you for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. It's one of those cases where you'd think the person you're talking to is going to be receptive because they've already tried, a drug or two, and they still are just completely locked down in their viewpoint. That has to be very frustrating. And I understand where he's coming from.
Well, it's that issue of people want their own freedom, but they don't.
Right.
Yeah. If you use marijuana, you're going to say marijuana should be legal, but you still buy all the arguments that are made against marijuana for all the other drugs.
Well, she's not just a marijuana user. She's tried cocaine, it was said. And I think that people just, they're concerned about the cost to society. They don't know much about these things. And somebody smarter than them has figured this out. They're certain of it.
1-800-259-9231. The fact is, it costs society a lot of damn money to put these drug users in jail cells, and it costs a lot of money to run the enforcement measures by the police. We're talking billions of dollars a year. 800-259-9231. And maybe ask her how she would feel if she thinks her life would be better had she spent 5 years in prison for some marijuana possession. That's a good question. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include the wiki. Get interactive with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Sickle CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Sickle knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com and do business with business support Free Talk Live.
800-259-9231 to the phones and the fun. The AMP line, it's Will in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Will.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
The other day, I received a notice in the mail from the IRS.
Yes.
It's a, it was titled Economic Stimulus Payment Notice. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah, this is the the
$300 check or $600 check or whatever.
Right. Yeah. So, in looking at it, it looks like I was looking at it pretty closely to see if it was talking about it's supposed to be any kind of refund or anything. But it looks like, from what I can tell, it's just extra money that they're just creating out of the air, apparently.
Well, they don't want to tell you where it's coming from or anything like that. So. You know,
well, it is going to be your money, as I understand it. Does it not suggest that this will be coming off of your tax return next year? Because that's what, from what I understand, the situation is going to be.
Well, no, I don't think it actually comes off your tax return. It's from what I'm reading, it looks like all you need to do is file a 2007 tax return, you know, for tax return for last year, and then they'll basically send you this payment. So I'm not sure that it has anything directly to do with your... I don't think it even goes on the tax form at all.
So they're not telling you that it's going to come out of your 2008 return in that that's the way it was years ago, and we've heard since then that that's the way it's going to be. They could change the way they do things, but...
Doesn't seem likely.
Seems unlikely in that they'll give you $300 this year, but then next year you won't get $300 that you would have gotten on your return.
Well, it says we're sending you this notice to let you know that based on this new law, it will be sending one-time payments starting in May. And all you have to do is file a 2007 tax return. They'll figure the eligibility and send you the payment. It's not to be confused with any 2007 income tax refund that is owed by the federal government. So it doesn't seem like it's going to come off of your 2008 return. At least they don't say any. At least I don't see anything about that on here.
You know, they might do it differently this time. Maybe this time they'll just print a bunch of money and send it out, and you know, and inflate the money supply a little bit more.
Still robbing you.
Yeah, it seems like that's what they're doing. I mean, on the one hand, I don't like it because you know if they're just essentially inflating the money supply more, you know, I don't like that idea. But on the other hand, I could also consider it. You know, they're already taking my money, so it's kind of like this is just a little less.
Well, there's no reason.
I mean, it really doesn't matter, you know, in the long or the short of it, it doesn't really matter simply because you're going to take the money either way, so where it comes from doesn't matter.
Right. I mean, if you're involved in the process.
Yeah, I guess I could not cash the check.
But what would the point of that be? I mean, you're already involved in the system. You're already going to do the tax return. If you're playing their game, then you might as well get as much back as you possibly can.
Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, if I didn't cash the check, you know, I don't even know what would happen to the money. It's probably would just eventually be considered, you know, income for them, which they would spend some other way. It's better if I spend it myself.
It doesn't seem to matter to them whether or not they have money in the coffers to cover whatever expenditures they have. So, you know, they're not even looking at their checking account balance when they buy things.
I would say if this was going to be your year to drop out of the system and no longer participate in their little tax game, then certainly I would encourage you to refuse cashing that check. But if you intend on continuing to play ball with them and continue to file returns, then yeah, take the money. You might as well.
Right. In fact, that's what my brother's doing. He hasn't, I guess, filed returns for a couple of years. And it's funny, my dad called us both on the phone this morning telling us about this. Payment and, you know, suggesting that he file a return so that he could receive the payment. And he didn't want any part in that because it wasn't his money.
Absolutely. That would be an awful idea. That would be like saying, okay, I don't want to play by your rules 2 years in a row, not interested in dealing with you, but all right, I'm going to jump back in. And at that point, if you fill out, you know, the form 2 years later, they're going to say, hey, what
I'd
about
read,
the other two?
I'd red flag those people.
Yeah.
The people that,
that's
filed
a really
only...
good point, too, even...
Yeah.
So now, did he get a notice similar to you? Did he also get the same notice, or did he not get this?
Not that I know of, which, you know, like I said, could be because he hasn't filed for a couple of years.
That's probably the case. So they probably
went on the radar.
Yeah. And
you
should stay off their radar. There's no reason to alert the IRS to what it is you're doing. If you, as far as, I mean, this isn't legal advice, it's just what I think. If you're going to pull out of the system, don't send them any more stuff. Don't, there's no reason to correspond with them or try to jump back in 3 years later. If you've made that decision, you should jump off that ledge.
You did it for a principled reason. Don't stop, don't go back in.
$300.
Yeah, don't go back in for that.
Yeah, exactly. Because you've saved far more than, $300 or $600 in the 2 years that you weren't paying those thugs.
It just sounds wrong to me, too.
Or certainly, at least in the long run. I mean, I don't think he's making much money now, but, if he starts... increasing his incomes, and certainly in the long run, he's definitely saving a lot more money. And, besides just the principle of it,
Exactly. There's no reason to go back into the system once you've dropped out. I mean, you'd have to be just scared to do something like that, and I don't think that's... I mean, if you've made that jump, you've had the courage to stop paying, why in the world would you go back for a $300 or $600 check? That would be just pathetic in my book. Will, any other thoughts?
Nope, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up whatever you want. Now, Nick and Mark, during the news break at the top of the hour, you guys were going back and forth on this privacy issue. And just to bring our listeners up to speed, last hour we were talking about a sort of a hypothetical question of, well, what if you lived in the same house with two roommates? Would it be all right to put up cameras without the other roommate's knowledge? And why don't you guys go ahead and just sort of recap what you were talking about
now,
off the air?
We both agree that a person who owns a house who gets a roommate should not be able to put cameras up in the bathroom in order to catch their roommate, say, stealing shampoo or some other thing that's going on in the bathroom, right?
No, we don't.
We don't agree that a landlord can do this?
Oh, no, a landlord should not be able to do
that. So a roommate who owns the property, for instance, the only time that I can recall, that's not true, the most recent time that I had roommates, I had them in a house that I lived in, and they helped me pay the rent, essentially. So I let them live there. I was their landlord. Right? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And so do we agree then that I would not have had the right and those people would have had the reasonable expectation that they would have privacy in the bathroom?
Did you have a lease with these people?
Sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't.
Well, if you don't have a lease, I'd say they're just at your mercy, personally. But that's a personal... Let's say for the sake of the argument that you did have a lease and there was some kind of an agreement, then no, I don't. I think it's implied that a landlord would not... put secret cameras up to film people without telling them.
In a roommate scenario where someone doesn't have a lease or anything like that, the roommates, since it's a common area to both of them and they both pay rent, that a roommate could do such a thing.
Yes.
More on the way. You disagree with him, I
think. Absolutely.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can chime in as well. Privacy. Do you have a right to it? It's Free Talk Live.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971. Or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice,
Sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's free, by the way. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest, June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. As well, you can tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. com. We're talking about privacy. Privacy and private property, specifically. If you're out in public, I think we all agree that no one who's in public has the right to privacy.
I would agree.
Of course, then again, in a world that that I would propose, there would be no public property. There would be, at least publicly owned property, there would be
I think from the state you do, but that's a limitation on the state. I don't think the state has a right to necessarily...
Correct. From other private people in a public place.
Mostly
you don't
because
have the right
they're taking money from me in order to do it.
Well, yeah, and I think that there are you need to limit the state but in what they can do. But what you say and do in public is public.
Correct. Now, that also includes if you're on someone else's private property, that is, for instance, a store, they've got video cameras up, you are consenting to being recorded by going onto their private property. But now we're getting into some really distinct areas, the nitty-gritty, the details of privacy and private private property, and I say that...
I think minutia might be a better terminology.
I say, well, it's resulting in some disagreements between the two of you, and so why don't you
And generally, that doesn't happen. Nick and I generally are pretty close to the same on every single issue.
situation.
Now, I say if it's your private property, you have the absolute right to record someone unless contracted otherwise. And I think that in a residential leasing situation where you're renting property from another, in many contracts, it does say that the landlord will provide you with uninterrupted, it will essentially provide you with the property for you to use without any sort of infringements.
Terminology doesn't say, in my leases, doesn't say privacy.
Quiet enjoyment.
Yeah, quiet
enjoyment. Doesn't say that either.
That's what
well,
it is.
That's what
of course, I wrote my own contract. And
right.
Mine says, okay, people will sign anything for a lease.
Mine says anything. That, yeah, yeah. And it's fairly, you know, I think that's fairly standard. You know, usually it's you have to give 24 hours notice before mm-hmm. you come in. And so the marketplace can set all of these standards, but if it's not in the lease, as far as I'm concerned, you absolutely have the right to put cameras up all around your house with your tenants without their knowledge. But why don't you guys go ahead and continue your discussion?
Well, I don't think so. In that case, I think that the I think if it's not mentioned that the landlord will have the authority to record what goes on in the property, it's kind of the assumption is that the tenant has the right to privacy in that. But that's
I agree,
an express contract.
Ian loves to trot out this contract thing, and if it's not expressly mentioned in the contract, then it's open for and it's fair game. But the fact is, Ian, contracts now in a lot of cases are completely useless because people don't read them because they're so long and so arduous and written in legalese and all that other stuff. All you're doing is saying, well, the person who's prefers the contract should be able to do whatever the hell they want because they're preferring a contract. No.
No, it's because it's their private property and they can do what they want.
Yeah, but, well, you know, I'll tell you, it's a crime. It's wrong to just go
victim?
Out there. What?
Who's
the person who gets video recorded.
Why?
Naked.
So?
Because they have a certain right to privacy.
Not on their own. Not if they're not on their own private property.
They are on their own private property when
efforts.
They paid you to be there, you damn scoundrel.
Put it in the contract, buddy.
Doesn't need to be in the contract because
no,
it's an understood right.
I think the contract, you can't put everything in the contract. I mean,
yes.
If you assume the landlord has, you know, it defers to the landlord in every case that's not mentioned, you have to write thousands of pages of long leases.
What about the babysitter? What about the parents that record the babysitters?
I think that people do have the right to a certain amount of privacy. I think that when you're in and here, I'll give you the crux of my argument. Here you go. And then you can tear it apart, Nick, all you wish. The crux of my argument is that no one has the right to privacy in my house if you're in a room that has that does not have a lock on the door. If you're in a bedroom or a bathroom, those rooms, they're built for privacy. People have an expectation of privacy in those rooms. If you're in a bedroom and the door is closed, the door could or couldn't be locked. If you're in the bathroom and the door is closed, it could or could not be locked. And the reason that those locks are on the doors is because people have a reasonable expectation of privacy. And when they do use those locks, they are obviously showing that they do want privacy. So if you put a camera up in the bathroom and I've locked the door, I've shown you that I want privacy. I suppose you could make an argument that the camera shuts off when the door is locked, that maybe you have some kind of argument there, but no. Otherwise, you've committed,
I just want to monitor my property.
A crime and you should be punished.
I just want to monitor my property to make sure you're not going to damage my property. That's all. I just want to make sure you're behaving. That's the reason.
Wait, so you're claiming that even if it's property that you own outright, it's my house, and I just videotape every room in the house, I can't do that?
I'm
if
sorry.
People come in?
You cannot. No, you cannot visit videotape strangers coming into your house and using your bathroom.
If you don't tell them, right?
If you don't tell them. If you do tell them, you can videotape anybody you wish.
Yeah, but
my bathroom has a video camera in it. If you're going to use it, you're going to get videotaped while you poo. Yes, that's
well,
absolutely
you're coming,
fine.
It might be a reasonable thing to do, but you're coming up with this right to privacy, and I'd like to know where you're pulling that out of, because this
it's
a positive liberty.
I have a right to expect the privacy. There's an expectation of privacy. And
you have a right to expect nothing on somebody else's private property.
I think you absolutely do have
unless
the right
you
to.
Have, and it, when you have a contract with somebody to use that private property,
so
I
if they walk onto my
contract.
If somebody walks onto my property, a little girl comes onto my property to pick flowers, if I grab her physically, she has no right to expect anything, right? I grab her physically, drag her inside, and sodomize
you're
her.
You're violating her right to
anything.
I'm talking about She has a right.
She didn't have. She gave up her right to liberty when she stepped on my property, man.
No, you're talking about. You're missing the whole distinction.
No,
I'm saying you don't have positive rights. They don't exist. You have a right to life, liberty, property. Mm-hmm. So when you're grabbing her, yeah, you're denying her right to liberty. If she walks onto your property and expects you to keep your grass cut short, that's
she denied my right to private property.
I have the right to private property. You're arguing a different issue about defending private property. What I'm arguing is you have a right to life, liberty, property. Where does this right to privacy come from? This is you saying people have a right to expect things. Do I have a right to expect things?
Yes, you do. You do have the right to expect privacy when you're going to the bathroom. That's why there's a lock on the door, because people want that. If the free market can't come up with a solution for that, we don't need the free market, okay? Because everybody goes to the bathroom and they go several times a day and they want to be private. And if what you're preferring to these people is a system where they can't have privacy in the bathroom, you people are so far on the fringe, they don't want to talk to you.
Well, you can assume that the toilet will work because there's a handle on it.
And you walk into the bathroom,
would you let him make a point? You loud mouth.
I mean, if you walk into my bathroom and you do your business and the toilet doesn't flush and this offends you because I don't keep my property up to it, what is a reasonable standard, I don't have to keep my property up to what you reasonably expect me to do. It's mine. I can do what I want with my property. That's the whole foundation of liberty.
Violated me far further by videotaping me. Not that I care, by the way. I have taken, I've gone to the bathroom in front of dozens of people at a time. It doesn't matter to me at all. But I think that you have violated someone else by videotaping them, you perv, in the bathroom.
I agree that it's not something that's nice to do. It doesn't meet with social standards, and I think there are other ways to address it. I think I have a right to record what goes on in my house.
And no one will ever find out. That's the biggest problem.
Well, then what's the problem?
Well, unless you catch somebody. What if the babysitter in my house is doing cocaine in the bathroom? What if I want to check. And she is. I catch her doing that.
Okay.
On tape. So then I fire her as a babysitter, and she finds out.
Now, how long has she been left with your children?
I don't know. She's a babysitter. 3 hours.
3 hours. And you're telling me that you don't believe that you can tell if someone's a little skittish and freaked out from doing
cocaine? Let's assume she's 24 hours, so I have a reason to be taping.
Okay. Now, why are you leaving your children with a babysitter for 24 hours?
You're going on a trip?
Yes.
That's bizarre stuff. Why would you be at their house instead of kidnapping at her house?
Can she take the kid to her house
and do cocaine there?
I just want to know whether she's doing it or not. I'm not saying I'm going to give it to the police.
1-800-259-9231. You as a parent can specify where your employees take care of your kids. Preferably be in your house. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com.
Call 702-953-0267.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us. FreeTalkLive.com. If you want to help support the show, then we ask you to become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. It'll cost you all of $3 a month. It's totally voluntary. The purpose is to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live and thereby get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country. And you'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in line, chat room, and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. The amplifiers make a difference for this show, and we really appreciate every single one of them. Of course, we appreciate just our regular listeners, too. But the amplifier is going the extra mile above and beyond the call of duty. So if you want to join that club, hop on over to amp.freetalklive.com. We'll let you guys return to the fray here in a moment, but let's go to the phone calls and talk to Frank, or actually Freedom Frank, calling from Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just want to make a quick comment about the right to privacy. The definition of privacy, setting aside whether or not humans have rights and using Lockean rights as a basis for the discussion here, the right to privacy is a state of being free from intrusion. So using that definition and applying that to rights, you must have a right to privacy if you have a right to life at all. If you have a right to life and you don't have a right to privacy, you can't be intruded upon. So they go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other.
I'm not sure that I understand the point that you've made. I don't understand how they're connected. Why do I have a right to privacy simply because I have a right to life? And how does intrusion?
Because the definition of privacy is the state of being free from intrusion.
Intrusion, sure.
So
because I have the right to be, because my heart has the right to be, the right not to be impaled. I can't. I'm sorry. There's a big lag here. I was asking because my heart has the right to not be impaled by a knife. Therefore, I have the right to not be seen by other eyes. I need help.
Right. Your property is your life, your body. And you have, assuming you have the right to life.
But wait a minute. We're talking about a situation, Frank. We're talking about a situation where you are on my property.
Right. Well, I'm using natural rights theory as a basis. So, I mean, if you have a right to your life, you have a right to your property, then you must have a right to privacy because you cannot be you can't be free from intrusion unless you have a right to privacy and also have a right to your life.
But
they go hand in hand. You can't have a right to life and be unfree from intrusion, which is a definition of privacy.
But the issue you're running up against with that is that you're on someone else's property, and you're expecting privacy, for the sake of argument, on someone else's property.
Right, if it's
so
your property, then you're free from intrusion.
Right.
As long as you take the effort, as long as you close your blinds, you're free from intrusion on your property. But if you're on someone else's property, then you absolutely don't have a right to be free from intrusion.
And you're using one, I'm thinking you're using the definition of intrusion in a particular way, and it may be correct. But to me, being taped isn't necessarily being intruded upon.
What I'm saying is you don't have the right to property or life unless you have the right to privacy, because you need to be free from intrusion in order to have a life and property. Mm-hmm. So to say that you're on my property and somehow you lose the right to privacy, which means you lose the right to life simply because you're on my property, doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand the connection between the right to life and the right to the right to privacy. By taking away your privacy, does not violate your right to life. You can still breathe and eat food and stuff without a camera pointed at you. And if it's my property, you're taking away my right to property by saying that you have a right to privacy on my property if I want to record you.
Right. Well, I didn't want to get into the issue of whether or not you have a right at all as a human, but assuming that we have certain rights, usually natural theory rights is what most libertarians subscribe to, in order to have a right to life and a right to property, you must have your freedom of your life to not be intruded upon and not be harmed.
But you're not being intruded upon if you're on my property. You're on my property. You are subject to my rules at that point. If you don't want to be subject to my rules, don't come on my property. If you stay on your property and you got all the blinds closed, then I agree that you do have a right to not be intruded upon.
My property is my life. That's what I'm saying.
That's right, and you're free to not come on my property with your life.
But under your discussion earlier, I'm not free to be unintruded upon because I don't have the right to privacy.
I'm afraid the argument's lost on me.
You don't have the right to privacy on someone else's property.
No, that's my argument. My body is my property.
So I don't have a right to film you anywhere because you're alive?
Based on the rights of life and property.
I think
you cannot be intruded upon at all.
Does that mean, in a public place, I can't film you? Is that what you're saying?
That is
amazing. If you have the right to your person and you do not want to be intruded upon, which is privacy, then no, you don't. Because
I totally disagree. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
I do agree that there are limits. I would say that there are limits to property rights is what I'm talking about. It's not that you have a right to privacy in that sense.
I don't. I'll agree. What I'm saying is that your rights when you go on someone else's property are limited, not the property owners. You have a right to freedom of movement, basically to liberty, but you don't have a right to walk through my front door if I don't want you to and keep walking back and forth to my house. I have a right to beat you out and get you out the door.
But if you, in fact, have absolute rights on your property, then it's Ben's to say that if I come to your door and I walk in because it's just the screen door is open or whatever, you can shoot me dead right there at the threshold.
Some states if it's expressed that you're
great.
People aren't welcome at the front door.
What if I come on the porch and there's a sign that says no soliciting, but I'm soliciting?
I think there are limits on the equal rights. No soliciting?
Yeah. Can you shoot me dead for coming to knock on your door and ask for money for UNICEF?
No, I don't think so, because the guy could be blind.
If it says solicitors will be shot and
what if
still
you're
comes
blind?
To the door, then yes.
What if the solicitor is blind?
What if I'm wearing a sign on my chest that says, I am not blind?
Okay. I think there are certain limits.
Then we're talking about the limits. And I would say those limits are that you cannot just film anybody who's using the bathroom that you feel
like. I base the limits on specific things, which you're not. I base the limits on the equal right of others to their life, liberty, property. So just because somebody's on my property, they walked across my lawn, I don't think that necessarily gives me the right to gun them down.
Your life hasn't been threatened, and so therefore it is not appropriate for you to
respond. But you have agreed that there's a reasonable expectation from the standpoint of a renter to expect privacy on property he has paid for. So you're saying that there's a reasonable expectation to expect privacy.
When there's an element of ownership.
All I'm saying is there's a reasonable expectation to expect privacy that you're as a guest, because I believe a guest has a certain amount of rights, too. The simple fact that you, in the same way that a renter does, a guest is, you know, being preferred. They're gifted the ability to come on the property. That's all.
Only in this, they're being gifted. You don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You're being allowed to stay on the property. They didn't give you what specific terms. I'm letting you stay here.
Right.
When there's a lease agreement, you're paying.
In the same way that I'm gifting anybody that I don't sodomize that comes on my property, I'm gifting them that.
No, you're making extrapolations that are just out there.
I'm not the one proposing that I can film people that are using the bathroom.
I don't believe I have a right to just beat people and shoot them and rape them on my own property. I believe that that would be a violation of their rights. I'm acknowledging that they have
in the bathroom doing extraordinarily personal things, and in the bedroom, supposedly, assuming that they do extraordinary personal things in that bedroom, too.
I think it's just the body functions that are grossing you out on this, Mark. I think you'd agree that if I had a hidden camera in my living room because I had expensive stuff in there,
I don't think I have the same expectation of privacy in your living room as I do in a bathroom.
Well,
sorry,
you weren't expecting the video in the bathroom. That's unfortunate that you weren't expecting it.
There's locks on the door for a reason, because people expect privacy in the bathroom.
Well, you know what? You can have a right to expect things, but you don't have a right to the things you're expecting. Let's continue with the phone calls. Joe is on the line in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Isn't the real difference here that you guys are talking about is the difference between rights and laws? I mean, you have a right to property, and you have a right to privacy, and you have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But there's laws against killing people, and there's laws against privacy invasion, and there's laws against harassment.
Well, the original email that we were discussing here, and where we got off onto this tangent, the original email did say that assuming that laws weren't an issue, and yes, there are laws that handle most of these. As a matter of fact,
and then that would be more of a political country oriented. Does the country you live in rely just on laws, or does it rely just on rights, or a mixture of both?
I guess it would depend on that exactly.
I wish we had more time to discuss it with you, dude. Call us tomorrow and get a little bit more of it. Thank you for the call tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
I don't think this one's been resolved. I'm sure it'll come up again at some point. You can take control tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.